You're listening to Beyond 1894, a podcast dedicated to updating you on research, innovation, and campus life happening at Louisiana Tech University. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beyond 1894 podcast. This is a special episode, our year in review. We're going to recap a lot of the great things that happened here at Louisiana Tech. We're joined by a panel of members from University Communications, the office that produces this podcast that you're listening to. Let's go around the table and talk about who's here in the room. I'm Gavin Kelly.
Teddy Allen.
Tom Soto.
Tanya Oaksmith.
Kelly Cole.
So that's our team here today on the podcast. You're going to be hearing from us. Us being Louisiana Tech University, which ranked highly on the U.S. News and World Report college rankings list. We moved up over 30 spots from our previous year's ranking. And
boom.
It puts us at second among public universities in the state of Louisiana. So that's always good. A lot of good things happening here at Louisiana Tech.
It has been a good year. 2021 has been a great year at Louisiana Tech. Sometimes it was incredibly challenging, but it was a great year. So how did we start off the year?
With a bang, finishing out the campaign, the fundraising campaign. We finished out with over $171 million with the campaign.
Was that our forever loyal?
Forever loyal.
Forever loyal.
And the goal
campaign
was $125.
Wow.
Wow.
Blew that wide open.
125th anniversary.
Right.
So blew that out of the way. Actually met it within a year of opening the campaign.
Correct.
Which was cool. But what went into the outstanding fundraising year that we had?
The Giving Day was another big day for us. We raised over $1 million. This is the third year in a row that we've raised over $1 million on Giving Day. Thank you to everyone who has given to the university. We really appreciate it. There's been a lot of good things we've been able to do with this money, and we're going to talk about some of those things today.
And thanks especially since everybody's coming off virus stuff, tornado, and all of that said, people still managed to help the university. It speaks a lot for all our alumni and friends and students and staff who saw the importance of giving here.
Well, and faculty and staff giving has reached an incredible
yes.
high as well. And that's important because when we show support for our university, then donors come in and they understand that we support the university as well. So what have we done with that, with some of those funds? We've seen a lot of construction around campus.
Yeah,
right?
You can already just walk around and you can see a lot of how that's benefiting our campus community.
The dorms that we used to live in a long time ago that weren't air conditioned and blah, blah, blah. It's beautiful community bathrooms, like living in the locker room. Those are being replaced with drive down Tech Drive. That ain't not any good for anybody. If you drive down Tech Drive, you'll see the new ones that have opened and the others that have been constructed. And, the old Hutchinson Hall and all is long gone. I mean, once it got torn down, it was actually kind of refreshing. But we're building all over there, the green space over by the College of Business. And I noticed a big, it's like a piece of art or something over there. Have y'all seen that?
No.
It's over.
You can't miss it.
You mean Aspire?
That's it.
That would be Aspire.
They had we're doing this on December the 15th. And last week there was a, what did? We christened it or?
We dedicated it. Beautiful dedication.
With a beautiful new piece of music and
poetry
and some wonderful brief talks from the president and from the state was represented. And anyway, it's a first for Ruston to have something, I think, like that. We got the little bulldogs everywhere. We've got some statues here and there, but it's pretty impressive and pretty blue.
You know, Teddy, you talked about how much campus has changed coming down the old dorms being gone, but it's not just that. I mean, as soon as you top the hill there at the Alumni Center, the entire entrance is completely different than it was 5-10 years ago. You've got new softball, baseball, soccer. they're out there planting trees this week. And then you come on in up under the railroad, and there's all the new dorms. It's really nice place. There's a lot of great things going on here.
But not only have we improved the gateways, we're working on improving the interior, like Teddy talked about, with Aspire and creating more accessible walkways. I mean, that's an important part of how our physical landscape has changed. That is not a pretty part of our landscape, but it's a necessary part of our landscape. And all of this stuff is directly resulting from both our donors' commitment to Louisiana Tech and creating the 21st Century Campus, and then our alumni partners who have helped us create the plan. Carbo is the landscape architecture firm that has helped us create the plan for how we're developing the campus going into the future. One of the things that I think is interesting too, to loop back to the dorms, the new dorms, is how we are not just creating a space where you sleep and then get out, but it is helping create the family, the Tech family, because there's lots of shared space, there's lots of community space, and it's close to new intramural grounds and recreational spaces as well. So,
aren't we going to have some robots on these new walkways or something pretty soon?
Maybe not robots.
The machines are taking over the world.
Yeah, we're not going Valley of the Dolls.
No.
But there are supposed to be some robots. We'll have more information on that at latech.edu. Don't forget to keep checking latech.edu. And you know, green space, you don't think about green space till you don't have any of it. But once you start seeing it and how much cleaner everything looks, if you haven't been to the campus in a while, you'd be hard pressed to recognize it. Also, in planning is Tech Point 2, and it's not just a building to be a building. We've needed another one for a long time because Tech Point 1 has been absolutely slammed. So that's good for everybody. There'll be an academic success center. It's coming to the north end zone, over by Dr. Geis and Miss Kathy's house. And that too will be a neat spot and something desperately needed.
And it's not just construction here. I mean, we've got construction going on in Bossier City with the new LTRI building going in over there.
Nearly completed.
Yeah, we'll have more on that early next year right here on Beyond 1894. That's in the plans for us. So, you sort of mentioned, Tanya, that it's not just like the construction and the improvements that are happening on campus. It's not for show. It's all very lived in. It's all being very utilized. Even something like green space was designed with the purpose for gathering and students being able to use it and not just look at it. So even Aspire, which is a sculpture to be looked at, it's got a space for gathering and being a part of the campus. Everything's lived in, including the new softball, baseball facilities that we mentioned. Not only were those lived in, but did they live up to the hype?
That is correct. The Billy Bundrick complex over there, the softball field, and then the Carruthers, did I say that right? Mm-hmm. We call it the MAC, the soccer complex. Mm-hmm. They love. I mean, you got the soccer team, anytime I ask one of them about it, they almost started crying. I mean, compared to what they have and what they have now, and then this baseball park. The whole of Ruston got to enjoy it back in the springtime when the baseball gods, just from some pennies from heaven luck, let Tech play its last 16 games of the season in the cozy new Love Field. They finished up 42-20. They hosted the Conference USA Tournament in the NCAA Baseball Championship Ruston Regional. Just a fabulous back-to-back Jack in Tech's rich athletic history. But the thing that made it so great was that Ruston got to participate. Tech's won championships before, and it's been some other place. And here, again, after the tornado and the pandemic, the last 10 games were played in a I'm free at last atmosphere. And the place was just jammed. And in the outfield was awesome, people sitting beyond the wall. But all of Ruston got to enjoy it. And probably one of the greatest days in Tech athletic history was beating Southern Miss, their rival, twice after being behind both games on just a glorious Saturday with everybody getting to feel a part of in the Conference USA tournament, and then getting beaten in the regional, but not after making a run, and then they got beat by NC State, which advanced to the College World Series. So just a fantastic time last spring. And a prelude to that, by the way, your support was just so welcomed. And after some dry years in baseball, they got it turned around back in 16 with the Starkville Regional, and since then they've won 36, 39, 34 games in the Tornado season, and 42 this year. So good for the Diamond Dogs. A prelude to that was what basketball did. You remember what basketball did, Gavin?
Mm-hmm.
What'd they do?
They went on a little run, didn't they? They went on a little run.
They went to the NIT and won it in the last moments. Junior Lofton got the ball and made it. It's just a spectacular play. You can find it on YouTube to cap this wonderful team's season, a 76-74 victory over Colorado State. And then in the summertime, Junior got to be on Team USA, and they won it by beating they played over in, you remember where they played? Latvia. It takes a minute to get over there. You can't Uber to Latvia.
No, it's just a Crosstech drive, isn't it?
These guys got to go halfway around the world. They won 83-81 in the finals. Brought home gold. Junior had 16 points and 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal in the finale. And all of a sudden, everybody knew who this kid was. Who you look at him, he looks like he's supposed to be playing first base on your church softball team. He's got the baby fat and all this kind of stuff. And you say, well, I could do that. And then all of a sudden, he's like Kane McGuire says, he's got these kung fu hands, he's got ballerina feet, and just a joy to watch. And the team, which is 8-2 now, is really a fun team. They love being together. They're actually funny, as in ha-ha, crack jokes funny. So it's a fun team to watch, and they just started, so that's somebody to support as we go into 2022.
And what are we doing? So baseball right now, they're working on season tickets, or have they started working on season tickets?
Yes.
Is that something we should be on the lookout for?
We always want to call 257-3631. So we can get our Lady Texture basketball tickets, our Dunkin' Dogs tickets, and go ahead and look at getting season tickets in this new ballpark. You might want to get on the ball.
Get on the wait list.
257-3631. She'll be ready when they start playing in February. If you go to LaTexSports.com, you can find out all your information there. Click on baseball, see the schedule. You can do so with all of Texas 16 sports.
If you go to LaTexSports.com, they launched a new website today, so check that out as well.
If you see any glitches, heaven forbid, call us and let us know. Nothing's perfect. We'll have her right in a couple of days, but it's a lot of little buttons to hit, so sometimes a finger may slip. But we'll have it worked out for you, and you should love the new site, LaTexSports.com.
Well, so we talked a lot about sports. So we have some research though that is tied into sports, right?
Kinesiology.
So, Dr. Szymanski, in our Department of Kinesiology, does what kind of research?
He's with baseball players. He's got them hooked up. I mean, if you see a photo of it, they're hooked up to these machines, and they got all these wires tied up to them. But they have pretty much their own private sort of pitch and mound and other things over there where kinesiology has got their home base. And they're able to do sports science, essentially, over there. They're able to get into the physics of baseball, the pitching, throwing, all that, and they're able to track all that and help these student athletes tweak.
It's angles and spin and throughout, it's some players have signed with Lane Burroughs in baseball because of this sports performance deal. That hopefully one day will be a standalone building, and people who play eighth grade at Shudrick can come and they can see what their body's doing too. Anyway, it's very complicated, so complicated that I usually just let Gavin speak on it, but I just thought I would chime in and say it's not otherworldly, but it's the way that sports is going, sports performance is going, and that using the science to get you where you want to go faster and keep from getting hurt.
That's true. But there's a lot of really, really good research that is happening on our campus that involves students and involves our faculty And that's just a part of it. But we've had a lot of really great things happen this year in terms of research.
And in terms of collaborations.
Yes.
And interdisciplinary collaboration. Is that correct? I can't believe
that's
I
the word.
Said that
there you go.
Word.
That's the word.
It's a lot of syllables
just
for me to
it.
Put
but
together.
It's research that's tied to Tech's culture, right? Because we work together, and that's the kinesiology story is, you know, these people aren't doing the sports performance research on just Joe Average. They're doing it on people who will be professional athletes, right? And I think the research story of this year, this past year, is collaborative, interdisciplinary research that brings in a lot of grant dollars to our university, which is pretty cool. One of the first things that we hit on this year was the CESIA. Did I say that right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. What they do research into is material science. So how do we make materials stronger or perform better? And this is a research partnership with LSU and Louisiana Tech and some other universities designed to ensure that investments are smart investments, you know, roads last longer, things like that. And just recently we started seeing some more news coming out of Dr. Jamie Newman's lab. Mm-hmm. Her lab and students within that lab are partnering with scientists at Grambling State and the LSU Health Center in Shreveport to conduct some coronavirus sampling to determine when variants appear. And so if somebody is diagnosed with COVID, they test positive, they can go and share their samples so we can see how COVID is traveling. And we also have students who are working on that project, helping to convince people to participate in the research, because it's easy to do the research, but if you don't have samples, then
right.
You don't have the opportunity to do research, right? So that's the interdisciplinary part of it that I mean, I think is so cool. We're having a positive impact on health in our region, right?
Yeah, the health that also helped, and thank goodness for the Rockefeller Foundation, which got on the front of this, and what they're trying to do is, yeah, give us different strategies, figuring it out regionally, and then sharing it with all the scientists everywhere, so that the next time something like this happens, which inevitably it will, we'll have a little, you know, we'll be one step closer to not being blind and have a lot more information. And then again, that's the thing with hundreds of people in the community have had to help to make it do right.
So that's the cool thing about our research is that it breaks down borders. Our research and our collaboration goes beyond our campus community. It helps, it expands to our state, it expands to our nation, it's all over the world. It even goes beyond our world and touches outer space.
Yeah, and speaking of that, Dr. Nestorova, she's an assistant professor of biological sciences here at Louisiana Tech in our College of Applied Natural Sciences. And her lab has actually made this device that can actually help farm radishes in space. And she'll take samples of those and study those down here to see how those radishes grow in space. And I think that just shows you how our research is, like you said, going beyond those borders and even to the great beyond.
Yeah, so we're doing cool research on the ground and in the stars, and so we got it all covered.
Well, speaking of food, the best time to learn how to start eating right is when you're a little fella. And so our friend Dr. Julie Rutledge she's collaborated with some people at other universities and here for, I think it's called the Enrich.
Yes.
Enrich Center.
What you do is you take a preschooler, and at school you coach them up on how to eat properly, you know, eat an apple instead of a pork rind or something like that. Eat a radish, although that's kind of painful. Eat a radish and stuff, potato chip. Seemed like we'd have started with something different than radishes in space. That didn't make me want to get, but that is fascinating. But you coach up the little person, so then when they go home and they go to the IGA store with their mom or dad, they'll be buying apples and oranges. Hey, my teacher told me that's not good for me. This is better, to try to get the whole family to eat better. So that research is ongoing, and benefit everybody.
And it's a partnership with some of their colleagues at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. So it goes into a neighboring state. And I think what is another thing that's interesting about Dr. Rutledge's center's research is that, and frankly, the Newman Lab research is that it impacts health and wellness, and it improves equity for health outcomes. Because one of the Enrich Center's areas that they work with is Head Start programs. So, you know, we're working on helping improve the health of low-income people.
They don't have enough information. They don't have as much information as some of the others who are maybe blessed and have a little bit more and have more access to healthy information for your mind and your body. So, yeah, it's a wonderful vehicle that Julie and the gang are using to help start getting people's minds right when they're, you know, little bitty. And then that goes home and helps grandma and grandpa and everybody else.
And it's not just the research and collaboration. I mean, the student opportunities that we're able to have are just outstanding. I mean, this year one of the big stories was the student-managed investment fund in the College of Business. This fund was established through the generosity of alumni and is managed by undergraduate students. So it's not just the graduate students that get to do research. There's a lot of undergrad research going on here as well. And this fund has had annual gains of 37% in this market through COVID and everything.
This wild market. It's real money that these money. Kids are working with. They gave them some money and said, make this into more money, essentially. Invest this and make smart. So it's real kids who are in. Thank you for pointing that out. It's real kids who are in finance and are able to get hands-on experience, but also, again, research, collaboration, student opportunities. It's everywhere. And it's another aspect of the College of Business where that is in the REAL report. If you haven't had a chance to listen to our episode with Dr. Patrick Scott, he goes into that on his episode because he oversaw that particular aspect of the College of Business. But Kelly, tell us a little bit more about how that worked.
Well, the REAL report, what it stands for is the Regional Economic Analysis of Louisiana. So this is taking a look at the economic promises of Louisiana and seeing what we can do better to further those things in our state. And we had several Cobb students. I mean, two of my friends, Patrick Miller and Colin Severio, they both worked on this. And at the time, they were only juniors in economics. And they worked with Dr. Patrick Scott to look into the economic output and just take a look at that and see what we can do as Louisiana Tech to help the state grow and further any research in that area.
Another new thing that's on campus that we have that to me is absolutely fascinating is the Hinckley Virtual Anatomy Lab, and that is in Carson Taylor Hall. And it's about the size of a pool table.
Yeah, it's an anatomy table in there, right. And It's world class.
People have donated their bodies to science. I think they have five so far. And then because there's somebody smart somewhere, they figured out how to put all the veins and organs, and it's 3D. This is to train doctors and all. You can cut and do sutures on it. More bodies will be on the way as soon as they're donated to science. They're working on them now. So wherever you do that, then you hit a button and boom, it just, in, you know, an hour somewhere, and it just goes to the anatomage thing. And there you got three more bodies. You also have a dog, cat, vets can study on it.
And our students will be able to benefit through this. This is a pre-vet, pre-med, biological sciences, kinesiology, nursing. All of these health science areas of our students will be able to use this virtual anatomy lab. It's pretty cool.
Y'all have kind of played with the table, right?
Yes.
Tanya, Kelly?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was able,
and I'm not a STEM person at all, y'all. So I was able to go and play on it this summer a little bit during one of the orientation weeks. And when I tell you, I was enamored by this thing. I mean, it was amazing to also be surrounded by CAN students who were saying, oh yeah, Kelly, that's a hemorrhage about to happen in this body. And here's where the muscles are lacking in this human's body. And it was so interesting. And then you go to a pufferfish and you get to see how a pufferfish lungs work and how they actually puff up. And that was, I think a smile never left my face when I was standing next to some of our CAN students who were describing those things to me. So it is definitely an amazing opportunity. And I never fail to mention it when I'm doing a Louisiana Tech tour, because I think that it just shows you the great opportunities that our students have to further their research and their success in their post-grad and graduate careers here at Louisiana Tech.
And if you're not in that career, by the way, you had me at pufferfish. If you're not in that career, you can still go see the table.
There's yes, times where absolutely,
you can
go yeah.
See it, and it'll educate you in some way.
Not only for class, though, that table is good, and they've created a lab around it where students can come and study, and they have the little iPad checkout library, mm-hmm. so they can take out and study with that.
Screens on the wall.
Screens on the wall. It is truly amazing. And it's funny that you say everybody you talk to, recruitment-wise.
Yes.
We were looking at cars this past weekend, and I told the car salesman about it. His son is coming here and wants to be a doctor. So... I think that'll sell it.
Yeah.
I know. Well, you know,
where some schools have, you know, cadaver labs, we have basically the same thing, but without the smell. So it's pretty good.
It's digital.
So what else? We have all these opportunities for students to take their learning and take it technology ways. Tell us. What other opportunities do we have that are out there?
Well, there's always postgraduate success, and I am a graduate coming up here in the spring. I'll be graduating in communication, and there's always opportunities for at least communication students to get involved. We have Dr. Judith Roberts, who co-owns the Lincoln Parish Journal, and several communication students work with her, and I mean, I work here in the office with Tanya, and we write stories upon stories upon stories about student success and research and involvement. But one thing that I was able to do this summer is talk with Shelby Gifford, who was a graduate of a master's in architecture this summer. And she graduated and was able to go fix it up with Chip and Joanna Gaines in Waco, Texas, with an internship with them. And I actually went and looked on her Facebook, and she is still working for them. It just shows you kind of like what Shiplap. It just kind of shows you, like Gavin said earlier, our students are going beyond Louisiana Tech borders, and they're and not only to Texas or Arkansas or Mississippi, but they're also going to Florida and New York, and we've had prominent alumni write books, and the list could go on, but it just shows you the postgraduate success that our students can achieve through all of this research and hard work that they do here at the institution. And I think that just shows you the quality of the students and faculty, staff, administration that we have at Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, it's pretty special. If you couldn't tell from all the success stories we've just sort of ran through, and there are plenty of them, and there's no shot that we would be able to mention them all today. We hit some high points, but we're looking forward to next year. We're looking forward to having a lot of good things going next year. And one of those things just up top is the ASCE Concrete Canoe Competition.
It's impossible.
It's a concrete canoe, Teddy. That's going to be our College of Engineering and Science is hosting. This is going to be, everyone's going to converge on the city of Ruston for this Concrete Canoe Competition. I know those engineering students are excited. Because it's a pretty big deal. That's going to be in June 2022. So City of Ruston's going to get a lot of visitors and a lot of people setting down some concrete canoes in some water here in the city. So, Teddy, you got to go see it in person.
Can't wait.
Visualize what it actually happens.
Looking forward to it. I got till June to get my concrete brain in gear.
Hey, it's right around the corner.
Be here before you know it.
So 2022 is going to be, if 2021 was any indication, it was filled with challenges, but it was also filled with lots of success stories and lots of promising foundation for the future of Louisiana Tech. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to 2022.
Yes, indeed.
In the meantime, your university wishes you a Merry Christmas, and we hope this is your best year yet.
What he said. Amen. So that was our year in review. This is going to be our final Beyond 1894 episode of 2021. So thank you for joining us. We mentioned a lot of stories here today that we have talked with other podcast guests on the Beyond 1894 series. We've talked with Todd Castleberry in kinesiology about his research and his student Meredith Fisher. We've spoken with Dr. Patrick Scott, as I mentioned, with The Real Report.
We had an episode on the NCAA regional as well. And we can link back to these in the show notes as well as these articles that were written this year. We can talk about, link to those so that you can read them. Tell them where they can listen to the podcast and share with friends.
You can listen anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our podcast is hosted on 1894.latech.edu/podcast, but we are available on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google.
Google Podcasts, Amazon.
Yeah, anywhere that you want to listen, you can listen to Beyond 1894, and please subscribe because we have covered a lot of great stories this year. We've covered a lot of great stories today, and there's just more on the way next year.
And if you forget to subscribe, follow us on Facebook, because all episodes also get pushed out there.
That's true. So follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Just keep up with Louisiana Tech, because if you don't, you're missing out on the things that are happening here like we talked about today, and you don't want to miss out because this is a special university, and you just got a little taste of what's happening today. So more to come. Thank you for joining us on Beyond 1894. We'll see you next time.
As this year comes to an end, you can build on our legacy of excellence. Your gifts help with student success, scholarships, faculty research, and much more entering a new year for our university. The last day to make a tax-deductible year-end gift is December 31st. Let your gift make a difference at lawtechalumni.org/give.
Thank you for listening to Beyond 1894. Please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information about this episode, check out our show notes. Beyond 1894 is produced by Louisiana Tech University's Office of University Communications.